For your edification, we now present Average Network Semi-Short Subject 22. We take you now to a misty, mysterious landscape somewhere between life and death. Here we find Count Richard Cheney, the evil vampire at the heart of the Bush administration, and his creepy assistant, Rumsfeld.
Are you sure he's coming, Master?
They always pass this way, Rumsfeld. Patience, old thing, patience. Soon I shall give you eternal life such as Lynn and I share, and you may visit here on your own.
I'll live for that day, Master.
Yes, you do, Rumsfeld, quite literally.
Where are we?
Do you see that road there?
Yes, Master.
That is the road to perdition. Everyone passes this way after death. Some a bit faster than others. That's how they avoid traffic jams.
Who is this, Master?
Well, it certainly isn't Ronnie. Sounds like a German.
Look, over there, Master.
Extraordinary. It's the Kaiser.
Look, Rumsfeld. Kaiser Wilhelm II.
So viele dich lieber so.
Hello, Herr Kaiser.
Hallo? Hallo? Wie ist das?
Hello, Herr Kaiser. How are you, Your Majesty?
Ah, English. Nice to the English again speak. Meine Großmutter, or Grandmother, is your Queen Victoria.
Oh, no, Majesty. We are Americans. We're waiting for someone.
Amerikaner? Wunderschön. Nice to meet you. Ist das Himmel? Heaven?
I really couldn't say, Majesty. As creatures of darkness, we can proceed no further.
Ach so, you are Nosferatu, a vampire.
Quite so, Herr Kaiser.
Ach so. You know, in 1910, I am telling Moltke that vampires is real. He and Hindenburg is going to investigate, but the war, you know. Well, I must the go being. I am not alive, you know.
We rather thought not. Well, have a nice time, Your Majesty.
Thank you. Sehr danke. Oh, look, here is someone come.
Yes, I believe that is our party. Auf Wiedersehen, Herr Kaiser.
Wiedersehen.
Ronald, President Reagan.
Hello. Who's there? Where are we?
Over here, Mr. President.
Is that Don Rumsfeld? Cheney? Are you over
Hello,
there?
Hello, Mr. President. How is being dead treated you?
So that's what it is. It's like a heavy fog out on my ranch. What are you doing here?
We haven't died. We're just visiting.
Well, is that heaven?
I really can't say,
oh,
sir.
Oh, that's right. Well, if I'm dead, why are you here?
You've been a little out of touch for a while, sir.
Yes, you were suffering from Alzheimer's, then fell victim to pneumonia.
Alzheimer's? Well, that explains it. I don't much remember anything after
1984. No. Well, you were president from 81 to 89.
Right. Yeah, right.
Far right.
John, you're still awful creepy. Well, what happened? Where's the beef? Did we kill all the commies?
Well, not exactly. They sort of self-destructed. But we made sure you got the credit. Top billing, as it were.
Good billing's important, even in a B-picture. Did we reduce the big government?
Well, not exactly. It actually increased. You remember Carter's deficit?
Yeah.
Well, we ran it up to $300 billion, and we discovered that we can let someone else clean it up later.
Good idea. Did we get rid of all those crazy environmentalists?
Not actually, no. We had a two-term Democrat after Bush went worse.
He always was an idiot.
Well, he proved it. The Arkansas governor, Bill Clinton, was president for 8 years. Now we've replaced him with George W.
George W., that coked-up idiot son of George and Barbara?
He's given up the cocaine, Mr. President.
He found Jesus. He thinks God told him to be president.
He would. Well, I'm going to have to talk to God about that. Who's running things?
Actually, Ron, the living head of Henry Kissinger, Donald, and I are attempting to, carry on your legacy.
Yes, we're still letting gays die of AIDS, and Africans, too.
Good. AIDS is God's punishment for fairies. Falwell said so.
Yes, he's still saying it.
What about the Chinese?
We've tried introducing some new diseases, but we haven't had the luck we had with AIDS.
Well, God wants to punish the Chinese too, doesn't he?
I shouldn't say that too loudly here, sir, just in case. We're proceeding nicely with the environment. George doesn't like trees any more than you did, starting to erode abortion rights. And I'm suggesting every so often that we should nuke North Korea as an object lesson to the rest of the world. Just a couple of 30-megaton devices, strategically located, remember?
Do I? Best idea you ever had, Chief. After those Nazi helmets you suggested, those were good too.
Do thank me. Thank George Lucas. Many of our best ideas are based on liberal paranoia.
Well, best be moseying along. It's good to know that you'll be there to keep the cruelty level high and the fiscal responsibility low.
I'm Secretary of Defense, sir. Our budget is almost half a trillion now.
Done. That's wonderful. Keep the deficits high and the military gorged. Our friends get rich, country's happy. Remember what I always said when I could say things.
Which saying was that, sir?
Always remember that the rich are better than everybody. You've heard of the 11th Republican Commandment? Well, that's the first commandment.
I miss you more every day, Ron.
Well, get used to it. So long, Dick. Bye, Don. Now rest easy, knowing the nation's in the hands of a messianic twit, a vampire and his assistant, and a living head. So long. Yep. Pay 'em all back for Cattle Queen of Montana and Bedtime for Bonzo. I tell Nancy I'll pick a good ranch house.
Wasn't that a touching moment, Master?
Yes, now that I'm sure he's dead. We tried to get Hinckley to use a 45, but the stupid loony liked his 22. Well, all's well that ends, Rumsfeld. Come, George will need us soon, whether he knows it or not.
Average Network Semi-Short Subject 22 was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young, the Average Network, and a tabby cat named Gaylord. All characters, whether impersonated or not, were fictional. There never was, nor shall there ever be, a Dick Cheney, Don Rumsfeld, Ronald Reagan, or Kaiser Wilhelm II. This is Pablo T-Flies for the Average Network bidding you a semi-sanitary aloha and sinking slowly in the West.